It's a Friday afternoon, and while Weston McCall could be playing a video game, hanging out with friends, or even studying Latin, he's playing musical excerpts on his French horn in the TPR studios.
Not all my friends really know all the stuff that I'm involved in. I mean, they know that I'm in YOSA, the Youth Orchestras of San Antonio, and a few of my friends know that I applied for it, but my friends at school, they're proud of me, they're really happy, but I know that they have no clue what I'm talking about.
Weston McCall is a junior at John Marshall High School in San Antonio and just won a spot in the inaugural National Youth Symphony of the United States of America, curated by Carnegie Hall. He's one of 120 students, 16 to 19 years old, who will play this summer in the United States, Russia, and Great Britain. Sarah Johnson is the director of the Weill Music Institute at Carnegie Hall. She says the idea for a national youth orchestra was twofold.
We really wanted to create an amazing musical experience for young musicians from around the country, to provide them with an incredible cultural ambassador experience, and to shine the light on the incredible work that is happening all over the country, without which it wouldn't be possible to put together an orchestra like this.
A year ago at the TMEA convention, they had a booth there talking about Carnegie Hall, and my mom brought it up, and it really didn't seem practical for me at the time. I had YOSA going on and Allstate going on. It was a busy time.
But over the summer, McCall heard about it again.
And I thought it was the coolest thing, and I heard who the conductor was, I heard what we were playing and who we were playing with. And I thought it would be a great experience, and from then it just shot off, and I made sure I did my best on the audition video and sent it in as quickly as possible.
That process was educational, and Weston says a good challenge.
The excerpts were very difficult. I practiced a lot, and my teacher had worked with me on it a lot, and overall I thought the audition video wasn't exactly the best I could do, but when I got the results back, I was ecstatic.
McCall is also ecstatic to perform with classical superstar Joshua Bell and conductor Valery Gergiev.
If you go to YOSA and you tell someone, they're going to be, oh my gosh, that's amazing, Valery Gergiev or Joshua Bell, he's a virtuoso.
Stephen Payne is the executive director of YOSA.
The international language of music, it's become a bit of a hokey line that people use, that music's the international language. But you really feel that to the first degree when you're touring internationally, because you can play any kind of music, and it just speaks to the audience, even though you can't speak in their language. It's a phenomenal experience. He's going to stay with Weston for the rest of his life.
Weston is already making plans for the summer, checking into potential colleges and teachers while out east. Again, Sarah Johnson.
They will contribute so much to what the program is and becomes and the culture of the orchestra, and I think it's going to be extraordinary.
The National Youth Orchestra will meet June 30th to July 23rd and already has plans for 2014. For Texas Public Radio, I'm John Clare.